Hello, all, and welcome to the Lone Star finale. And here with me is Valkyrie Celeste and Princess Garnet.
Woo!
Oh,
You're
you
all
know,
there.
I think this is like the
This is
first intro
over.
that I've done like with somebody in a while
I know.
on these shows. I'm always like,
Normally,
"Hello, all, welcome to Lone Star." Like, this is like the people. Let's
and then normally
go.
you're a bit of a lone ranger at the beginning of a show.
I know. Normally I'm like, you know, doing my own thing, but I'm allowing people to come in, so this is pretty exciting. But
I know, I feel special.
I figured for the finale I had to do something.
We
Well,
should have like done a song or something, but that's too much work, so never mind.
see, like I would have been
Screw
more down to do
that.
that if like
We
things had
thought of
been
it
done
sooner.
like
Duetting with you two would like make my life, but still.
Okay, so here's the sitch, as Kim Possible would say.
Oh.
So, Beloved submitted on time. Practically. She was a couple hours late.
Beloved had like crazy, like weird
Computer
email
issues,
issues.
yeah.
I know.
And Maddie submitted like a few hours late too. But she told, they both told me. But Traviata just disappeared. So,
And she was on Facebook too, so she is still
yeah, she's like
around.
contacted me since, but like
We know where you live.
the day, I do actually know where she
Do.
lives.
Get
We
a
are going
ride
to
from an
hunt you
elderly.
down
The
with
day
a
of, I like
pitchfork.
tried contacting her a million times and she didn't answer me. And the next day she didn't answer me. And then finally on like Saturday, like 2 days later, she like finally was like, "Oh yeah, sorry." And I was like, okay. There was
So
no explanation,
there was
just
like she
there.
claimed she was sick and then like fell asleep. I don't know. I can't be bothered
Oh.
anymore. And I don't have time
Anyway.
to like keep this finale going, so I can't ask Russ to come back because I just like don't like with my schoolwork starting, I just don't have time. So I like and like other things starting, like I just can't. So we're doing a two-person finale with Maddie versus Beloved. So
Oh yeah. What's
yes.
happening with
Hair will be
positioning?
cold and it's going to be awesome. And
It's gonna be
Maddie
like a
is
cat
like
fight.
feisty. She'll like attack Beloved with
I
songs
don't
or
know. I feel like I
something.
would be able to take her.
Beloved will be cooking, like baking cookies in the corner or something. I
You're joking. Cherie's like the feistiest person I
I know she is pretty
know.
feisty. I think she just like sings really like prettily, I guess, and like is all cute, so you don't expect it. I don't know.
Dun dun dun. Then
Okay,
it
we're
will
gonna
be
listen to
epic.
the first thing because this intro is like super long for no reason.
It has to be the finale, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Suspense.
Okay, so
That
Beloved
was
is gonna
attractive.
sing first, and we're gonna do country pop. That was very attractive. Shh. Okay, so Beloved's up first.
She walks to school with a lunch she packed. Nobody knows what she's holding back. Wearing the same dress she wore yesterday, she hides the bruises with linen and lace. Oh, the teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask. It's hard to see the pain behind the mask. Bearing the burden of a secret storm. Sometimes she wishes she was never born. Through the wind and the rain, she stands hard as a stone in the world that she can't rise above. But her dreams give her wings and she flies to. Concrete angel. neighbors hear, but they turn out the lights. A fragile soul caught in the hands of fate. When morning comes, it'll be too late. Through the wind and the rain, she stands hard as a stone. In a world that she can't rise above. But her dreams give her wings, and she flies to a place where she's loved. Concrete Angel. A statue stands in a shaded place. An angel girl with an upturned face. A name is written on a polished rock. A broken heart that the world forgot. Through the wind and the rain, she stands hard as a stone. In a world that she can't rise above. But her dreams give her wings, and she flies to a place where she's loved. Concrete
Angel. Cherie with her first song.
Man.
Sometimes I forget that she's beloved, and I'm like, oh, wait.
I know. Yeah, at times, I don't like the like, child stuff anymore.
It, like, translates in my head, like, beloved means Cherie, so it doesn't matter what you call her.
This was, like, such a great song for you. I knew it would be, too. She was all like, oh, it's not working. And I'm like, that is such bullshit. There's no way that this song is not working for her. Like, because she was saying that, like, she wanted to do it to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, you should do it. That's a pretty song. And she was, like, telling me, like, all her song choices. And I was like, I can't really tell you what to do, but, like, I like your song choices, I guess. It was really funny, but I knew she, like, when she told me that this was one of the ones she was considering, I knew she'd sound good on it. It was super emotional, like, really good. Like, the choruses especially were super solid. Sometimes you, like, sounded like Martina McBride, like, especially on the whole, like, fly to a place. Ah, I loved it, so. Excuse me. Anyway. Valk, what did you think?
Yay. I love Martina, so I'm glad, like, right out we have Martina McBride. Awesome. This isn't one of my, like, favorite songs of hers, though, but, like, still, it's Martina, so I don't care.
This is, like, one of my favorites.
I like her, like, upbeat stuff, like, other than Anyway. I usually like her upbeat stuff, but, but anyway. Yeah, this is, like, super pretty. Like, in the first verse, I'm, like, nitpicking hardcore because it was really pretty, but, like, in the first verse and, like, the first chorus, it kind of sounded, like, a teeny tiny bit, like, you were getting used to, like, singing in that range because it, like, kind of sounded odd to me. I don't really, like, know why, but it, like, kind of sounded like you were getting used to singing that way, or whatever, bleh, like, the range, yeah. I'm not making any sense.
No, I don't know what you mean, Val. Like, it seemed like a bit low for Beloved, not low for her, but, like, lower than she normally sings at the beginning, so
yeah,
I don't...
Yeah, so, like, you were getting used to, like, singing it. Yeah, that low. But anyway, like, when you got to, like, the chorus and, like, the emotion kicked in, like, the first verse, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know about this. But then, like, as soon as the emotion came in, it was like, whoa, this is, like, really good. And it, like, made me feel like I wanted to cry, but I don't cry that much, so I didn't.
Valk is a robot.
She's
a rock
machine. That was it, really. This was, like, awesome. I loved this.
Mm-hmm.
Garnet.
Well, I'm normally, like, I'm not a big crier, but I was, like, cry. I think that it didn't help that I've never heard this song before, so I've never really got the message from it before. So like the message was kind of like new to me
Oh,
in a
really?
sense.
This is like such an intense song.
Yeah, so it really got me and I was like crying. But I do kind of agree with Valk on the first verse. Like it was still really nice and really pretty from you, but I did feel like just a tiny bit like lower for you on the beginning, but I didn't really like that was not a detriment to the song. I really enjoyed it overall. Like your emotion was perfect and I loved the build that you brought to it and it was just great. I love this.
It was awesome. Maddie's country pop song is up next.
The devil in disguise, a snake with blue eyes, and he holds
Maddie's first song. Valk, are you happy?
Yay, finally, I am.
Would you like to go first? Because, you know.
Sure. I was kind of thrown off at first because it came in, like, at a lower key. And, like, the voices sounded, like, the background voices sound kind of like, I don't know, like the pitched demonic sounding type of thing. So I was like, oh, she pitched this. It's going to sound weird. But, like, after I got over that, it was pretty good. I really liked, like, the, because he, like, took it, like, a different kind of direction. Like, it wasn't really, it was, like, country, but not at the same time. It's like really cool. I liked like the take you did on it. Like it sounded like kind of rockerish and like rawr type thing. In like I think like the second chorus, there were a few kind of liberties that it sounded like you weren't sure of, so the notes went a little off. And a couple of times it sounded like you were pushing your range a little bit. But, like, the energy in this was, like, I think, like, my favorite thing of it. Like, it was really, really awesome. And I really like the way your voice sounded on the second verse. It was just, like, rawr. I don't know. It was cool. It just sounded cool. I'm always jealous of how cool you can sound because I can't sound cool.
What did you think, Garnet?
Yeah, I really liked this from you, Maddie. I think that you definitely, like, play to your strengths with this. This is the kind of stuff that you really bring to the table. And, like, I really like the attitude and energy that you put into it a lot. I agree with Valk, though, that sometimes it seemed like you were straining a little bit. Or not straining, but pushing the sound. I'm not familiar with this song, so I'm just kind of, like, going off what you usually sound like. And aside from that, sometimes your longer notes were a tiny bit under pitch. But apart from that, I really enjoyed this from you. I felt that, like, you brought the right attitude to it, and it was really sassy. I liked it.
Yeah, it was super sassy. I loved that. I thought you had great energy. It's really funny because, like, we just heard Cherie do this, like, super mellow, chill song. And then Maddie comes in, and she's like, bam, bitches! And it was, like, super awesome. And I was like, oh, my God. I loved your, like, just attitude was so perfect for this. Like, you just totally nailed it. I love, like, the way that your voice sounded on it. I agree. I thought you had a couple, like, weird notes every so often. Like, very, very minor weird notes. And I only noticed it, like, I heard, like, two or three. Not even that. That was silly. And a nitpick. But honestly, like, this was really good. I, like, definitely, like, a finale-level performance from both of you on this first round. Mm-hmm. So really, yeah. Really great, solid way to start out. I loved both of them. So it's going to be hard.
They both, like, brought it.
I know. We're going to listen to Maddie's rock song now. Woohoo.
Woo.
Oh, yeah.